Many years later, Watson and Crick discovered the double helix with the help of Jerry Donahue, who pointed out that they were using the wrong structures for the nitrogen bases, that the correct structures could form hydrogen bonds with one another. That was a valuable contribution. He's the only person whom they thank in their paper on the double helix. They could have thanked him even much more strongly, I think, than they did.